The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. As Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, the blind beggar, was sitting on the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." And immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. Holy and precious God, as we come again to this place to hear your holy word, open our eyes to the needs around us. Open our ears to hear the cries of the poor. And open our mouths to share your love with all we meet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So last week when Pastor was preaching about the back seat of the car and the poking, and you remember that? The kids in the back seat. I still wanted to get up, and what always comes after the kids in the back seat of the poking? Do you want me to stop the car?
Yes.
It was at Woods Bridge, just south of the Horicon Golf Course, that my parents did. I knew the way home from there, though, so that was good. And I'm kind of thinking that that has something to do with the text for today. Because last week, we had the disciples fighting over who would get the power. It was all about power, and it was about the disciples fighting with one another and trying to determine who was the greatest and who was the least. And Jesus kind of stood there on its head. And this week, as that blind beggar comes to Jesus, you know the disciples are right there telling him to be quiet. They're right there telling him to be quiet. And it's really ironic, because if you look at the story, as the blind beggar comes on the scene, he says, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And why that's so significant is this blind beggar knows who Jesus is. He knows Jesus as the son of David. He knows Jesus as the one in line to the throne of David. Even in his blindness, he knows Jesus. And as more and more people in the Gospel of Mark come to understand who Jesus is, the disciples understand it less and less. And that's kind of the movement in Mark. By the time Jesus dies in the Gospel of Mark, the disciples are scattered and gone. And the centurion proclaims that truly, this was the Son of God. But back to the blind man, and back to the disciples from last week, because they've got me thinking. What did the blind man first ask for twice? He asked for mercy. He didn't ask to see. He didn't ask for worldly power. He just asked for Jesus to connect with him with compassion. One human being to another. This blind beggar asked that Jesus hear him and see him and treat him with mercy. Not like the disciples who wanted power, but someone who wanted mercy. And in that exchange, as he asks for mercy, Jesus comes right out and says, "What do you want?" And he says, "Teacher, let me see." And that's what happens. So I've been thinking about this. And I'm still not sure it's a very Lutheran question to ask. I'm not sure yet. I'll check it out later if I've hit it right. But one of the things I think about when we go to God in prayer, when we look to Jesus, what do we want Jesus to do for us? I think that's a good thing to think about. Because I remember when I was younger, I would pray for things like, well, a lot of times it was about making music and making good music. Yeah, I want God to help me do things, or God to help me get things. I don't know if I've said it here before, but that's kind of like a vending machine, God. You put a quarter out, put a quarter in, and you get something out. And I think a lot of times when we look to God, we look to God as someone who the prayers go in and the material things come out. But I think the text today really suggests and asks us to really expand our understanding of what God can do for us and what God can do for the world. Because think about it. Think about it. What if every act that was done in the world was done in the name of compassion and mercy and peace? How would the world change? If when you're walking down the street and someone says, "Hey, have you got any money?" instead of judging and wondering why, we just reached into our pockets with generosity and gave. How would the world change? Or better yet, how do we change the world here? When we open up the doors to the church 3 times a month and people come in for food, how does that change lives? Do you have any idea how much that ministry benefits people? Because what questions do we ask when they come in? None. No. We give without question. Okay, so maybe that is a very Lutheran thing. But I think that what this text is helping me to see and helping me to understand is the fact that we need to be open. And we need to open our minds, we need to open our hearts. And as Dave was saying, we need to open ourselves as the people of God to understand that the grace, the compassion, the mercy, the love of God that has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, as that is manifest in the world, as it is made manifest by how we treat people, by what we do, that's how God's love comes alive. And you know, people of First Lutheran, it's getting close to be 9 years since we've been in this community. And I remember the night when the call was issued, and you asked Pastor Pam if she had any questions. Does anyone remember what the question was that she asked? No. When they asked Pastor Pam a question, she said, "Will you take a Packers fan?" But in the 9 years I have been here, I have watched this community of faith filled with God's love going out into the world and sharing that love, That's Matthew 25. Whatever you do, do it for the least of these. We do that. And my prayer and my hope is that that love continues to fill us so that we continue to ask God for the mercy and the grace to be God's hands and hearts in the world. It's tough. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to put our faith into action. But as we do that, know that we bless the world with God's love. And as we are a blessing, we are also blessed by those that we meet and by those that we share the love of God with. And now may the peace of Christ keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever.